State lawmakers adjourned their special session this weekend without taking up a transportation package, and that was bad news for King County. The county has spent the past year or so lobbying the legislature to let it ask voters for tax money to fund Metro Transit. So now what happens to Metro? King County Executive Dow Constantine joins me. Thank you so much. And I was curious, were you expecting lawmakers to take up a transportation package this past weekend?
Well, I was certainly hoping they would. The legislature has done half their job. I was there for the signing of the bills to help keep the Boeing 777 here yesterday. But the legislature adjourned before taking up the other half of the equation, which is fixing transit and transportation. So they still have a chance. What I understand is that members and the governor are still talking. It is disappointing that they are unable to step up and do their job.
So what options are you looking at this point for Metro?
Well, last week I had the unenviable job of both announcing and denouncing the devastating cuts coming to Metro. We're going to have to cut over 600,000 hours of service if there's no funding solution. Those cuts will be rolled out over several service changes over a couple years. You can find those at kingcounty.gov. Meanwhile, we continue to press the legislature to provide an adequate funding source for the people of King County to vote on to keep the buses on the road.
You're talking about a motor vehicle excise tax, I believe, but at Seattle Transit blog today, they've been talking about something called a transportation benefit district. What is that, and would it be something that would work to fund Metro?
Yes, the transportation benefit district statute is on the books. It gives us the authority to create this countywide district to put out to the voters a variety of taxes. The biggest challenge is the taxes are more regressive than the sources we've asked the state legislature for. But we could put forward to the voters a 0.2 cent sales tax. We could put the voters $100 vehicle license fee. That's the flat fee on every car, as opposed to the MVET, which is based on the value of the car and is thus progressive, based more on the ability of people to pay.
Are you actively looking into a transportation benefit district at this time?
I am preparing the legislation now, working with our staff, our attorneys, members of the county council, to try to figure out the right combination of revenues that will meet the need to keep the buses on the road and help keep local roads, both inside and outside of cities, functioning.
So that's a yes?
That is a yes.
Okay. Another question I had is this a first choice or is this a last option for you?
Yeah, the transportation benefit district really is not the first choice for the reasons I stated. The tax sources are not as progressive, and they are also in demand from other folks, sales tax in particular. I do believe that we can't let another year go by without addressing transit funding. We cannot allow these cuts to happen. They're going to be very harmful to our economy and to a lot of individuals who are trying to get back on their feet after the recession. So if the legislature doesn't give us authority, we will go forward with Plan B, with our own authority, and put the question to the voters of King County.
When might that happen?
I will transmit something to the county council, I believe, before the end of the year. They will be able to take it up in January. I know the legislature will be reconvening, of course, in regular session in January, but time is getting very late. The first round of cuts is going to be coming in June, July, that time period, then in September again. So we don't have time to wait for legislators to continue to dither. We have to get going. If they come up with a better solution, we want to be part of that solution, and we want to help with the statewide package as well.
Dow Constantine is King County Executive. Thanks for taking time to talk to me.
My pleasure.